The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
there. Hey, watch it.
You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it! It's time for the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio. Hit it, Jesus!
2, 3, 4!
Anybody's brother, I want to be your lifetime friend. Crazy as a rocket, nothing in my pocket, I keep it at the rainbow's end. I never think of money, think of milk and honey, grinning like a Cheshire cat. I'm focused on a pleasure, something I can treasure. Can you picture that?
Can you picture that?
Take a picture, add it to the mixture. There it is, I got you now. There's really nothing to it. Anyone can do it. It's easy and we all know how. Now begin the changes, mental rearranging. Nothing's really where it's at.
And now Lucan's towers covered in flowers. Can you picture that?
Can you picture that?
There's nothing, nothing you can't do. Yeah, even Santa Claus believes in you. Can you picture that?
Can you picture that?
All of us are winning, picking and grinning, Loney and a love to jam.
Jelly belly giggling, dancing and wiggling, honey, that's the way I am.
I lost heart in Texas, nothing less effective. I keep it underneath my hat. There are Morales, shining out in Dallas. Can you picture that?
Can you picture that? Can you picture?
Gotta see it in your mind.
Can you picture?
What's quick and easy to find?
Can you picture?
You don't have to buy a frame.
Can you picture? Can you picture that? Can you picture that?
Use it if you need it.
All right then, hello everyone, this is Jethel and the Jethel Silverwing Show for Tuesday, December 23rd, 2008. It's just 2 days before Christmas, folks. With me as always, my love, my main girl, the girl downstairs, my main squeeze, it's Elkman Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
Hey Elkman, how you doing down there?
Doing good.
We got
cold.
A little cold. Why are you cold?
I'm cold.
Well, why the hell are you cold? The house isn't cold.
Oh, my, I'm cold.
Women.
Oh, I know.
We got a very special surprise tonight. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we got a very nice surprise at our friend Anne. We know her as Darkwind or or Sophissa, from the original Legion to Kithacor, got hold of me, and she was trying to get into EverQuest 2. Unfortunately, something is just not working right with her laptop, and she can't, just can't handle it graphically. So, that's a bummer. But tonight, our friend Feral, who was also one of the members of the original Legion of Kithacor, has logged in for the first time in a very long time. was off playing Vanguard, I believe, and then possibly another game. We're very happy to see Feral back, even though he says that he may not be staying on the Antonia Bale server, maybe switching to another server. Hey, we're just happy to have you back anyway, pal. I lived with Feral for a number of years, actually. Very cool guy.
I'm glad he's back.
So am I.
I'm hoping he stays.
I hope so, too. Throw him a guild invite, just for the hell of it.
I can't. He's already in a guild, isn't he?
No. He wasn't in a guild. He had a title under his head, I believe, but I don't remember seeing a guild tag. So, things are happening. 2 days till Christmas. We did not have a good weekend.
Ew.
The Northwest... I swear to you, hon, I brought this with me. I've been in Washington State for 3 years now, and these have been the coldest, snowiest years you guys have had in like 30 years. I have brought New England to the West Coast.
In spades.
Oh, yeah, shoveling snow with spades, not a good thing. With a spade, not a good thing. That sucked. Of course, because this area doesn't normally get snow, nobody has snow shovels. Or plows, apparently. I was just appalled, and I don't use that word often, but I was appalled with the road conditions out here.
Yeah, I know.
The whole Seattle, Everett, all the way up to Mount Vernon, and I'm sure further north up to Canada, and you would think that Canadians would have some kind of snow equipment, but for crying out loud, it's just a giant sheet of ice.
I know.
They didn't plow, they didn't spread any de-icer, they tried putting sand down. Ooh, sand's doing a lot, folks. How about some de-icer? Oh, man. Traveling to work has just been a nightmare.
Now, I will tell you that the road crew that runs up around Monroe and stuff, they're on top of it, but that's a different district and a different person in charge of it. I've heard different stories, but the guy that's in charge of this area over here is slacking.
Very.
And I've heard stories that it's because of the Gwegwire has been cutting back. And decided that we don't need clean roads to run on.
Oh, of course not. I mean, who needs to be able to go anywhere, or let's say to buy stuff in the Christmas season? Here I am managing a small store. We were doing good there for a week or so. We were getting, you know, quadruple the normal sales that we normally were getting on a daily basis. We're doing good, doing a little bit better, and then all of a sudden the snow came and killed us. I'm just not happy. Not happy with the way it's being handled. But yeah, New Hampshire, like Farrell is saying right now, New Hampshire is just being, you know, anally raped with ice picks. I mean, with icicles. Oh yeah, they got like the deepest freeze since, God, what was it? 95, I think it was. 95 or 96. We had one hell of a deep freeze, and like half the state was without power for a month. But yeah, right now, Farrell is saying right now 3,000 customers still without power, and it's been well over a month. I know my mom and my older brother were without power for at least a week. They live in Concord, the state's capital. I don't know. But yeah, I guess most of the northern U.S. states will be seeing a white Christmas this year. And this is the first time this many states have had a white Christmas since anyone can remember, really. Yeah, Farrell's saying now there was 300,000 without power when the ice storm first hit.
What do we got? About a couple feet of snow out there when you look at the roof?
I'd say we have maybe a foot and a half. Maybe a foot and a half right now. But that's like four storms in a row, and it looks like that's probably going to be it.
I don't know. We're supposed to get some more tonight.
Yeah, we're supposed to get maybe an inch or so tonight, but, you know, nothing compared to what we've had this weekend. And, of course, with the deep freeze and all, we actually had a pipe burst on us.
Oh, that was not fun.
Well, it wasn't a major pipe. Let's put it that way. At least it wasn't one of the faucets or something like that. It was just going to the washing machine. So I had to hook up a hose going from one of the outside faucets into the washing machine for a day. That's not bad. But it is the first time I've had to deal with a burst pipe before.
So we're out there Sunday night, 10 or 11 o'clock. What was it? Well, 10, and we didn't get done till 11.
No, it was 10:30. We didn't get back inside till like 11:30 or something like that, trying to dig out the main valve so we could shut the water off, you know, to prevent more damage. We're like, well, we're all going to bed. We may as well shut off the water to prevent more damage, and we'll turn it on if we need to. But luckily, we were able to get a crew out, a plumbing crew out the next morning. It was very fast response. I guess we were like one of the first people on their list to give them a call that morning. They got out. They were gone within 45 minutes.
Yeah, wasn't that big of a job.
No, they just had to take like one little corner of pipe out and... So, like I said, at least it was just the washing machine, and it wasn't one of the major pipes coming in.
Yeah, but still, it was nerve-wracking. I was worried.
Yeah. If nothing else, it was, you know, just pain in the ass. Pain in the ass. But yeah, people in my home state of New Hampshire right now really getting pummeled. The whole idea of a white Christmas is very appealing to a lot of people, but a lot of people are learning right now who normally don't have white Christmases that a white Christmas has consequences.
Not necessarily. I've had white Christmases here where it was white Christmas and we're done. And usually the snow around here, when we have snow, it snows and then we're done. It's simple. I mean, you know, the roads clear off. You may have patches of snow on the side of the road and stuff, but poof. And the road crews go out clean, but I've never faced this type of stuff before.
Now, the winter before I came out here, we had a very bad, very heavy snowfall. It was like 3 feet of this incredibly wet and heavy snowfall, and I actually ended up tearing my bicep, both biceps, trying to shovel this stuff. And we basically had the same kind of snowfall, although it was only like a foot, but it was that same very heavy snow this past weekend, and my arm started killing me immediately. And what made it worse, of course, was, like I was saying earlier, we normally don't get this kind of snowfall in this part of the country, so nobody has snow shovels. So we were trying to do this with a spade that we use for gardening.
Well,
hon, I'm not blaming you, hon. We don't normally get the snowfall, so no, there was no reason for you to have one.
Well, when you moved out here, I figured, well, even if it snows, we won't need to shovel snow because, one, it will snow a whole bunch, but it won't stay. It doesn't stay.
Right, but we had that big cold snap right there, and and it's staying. It's going to stick around until next week, and we are predicting rain for next week.
Well, the problem is the temperature is like, they're saying, oh, it's going to be 34 degrees. And like today they said the high was going to be 33. Not up here, it was 28.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they really know if it warms up to like 34, then yeah, it's going to be rain because 32 is the snow limit, you know?
Yeah.
But
well, it's kind of actually humorous trying to you know, just watching the meteorologists in this area trying to predict snowfall.
I can't, because it's all over the board right now, and it just depends.
Yeah. No, but it's like Jethel, who is, you know, who's a woodworker, trying to work with potions. It's like, I know how this thing works, I just don't know what the hell I'm doing.
We just had a ding in guild.
Oh, Fremur. Just gained an adventure level, is now a level 31 Inquisitor. Congratulations, Fremur. Let's give you your ding. Where is the ding? Ding. Ding. Crap. I had to reinstall the damn broadcast.
Did you lose your ding?
Let's see. AA, oh my God. Guild, trade. Damn it, I didn't put the adventure ding in here. Hold on just a moment.
Jethel's lost his ding.
I've lost my ding. Let me ding. Let me ding. All right, let me get... Ah, damn it. See, this is what happens when I ended up having to reinstall my damn thing. You know, my broadcasting software, I seem to have to do it, like, every month. That's why I'm getting in the habit now on Tuesdays. On Tuesday mornings, I start up the broadcasting software just to make sure it works. But I had to reinstall it today, and I skipped one sound effect. Let me see here.
This is terrible. He's lost his ding.
I've lost my ding.
Dingy.
My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, won't you
but if
play
anybody
with
goes to kithacore.org.
Kithacore.org. We have a panoramic. We have a panoramic of what it looks like outside of our back window, our back porch.
That's to the east of us.
Yes. Well, now, what are those mountains in the background? Those are
Cascades.
Those are the Cascades. All right. I get confused. What are the ones behind us? Or I should say in front of us.
The ones to the west are the Olympics.
Oh, I see.
They're the ones way over there.
Yeah.
But we can see them.
So, yes, I've got to say once more for the record that if nothing else, this house has got one hell of a view. Let's see here. Oh, come on. I've got to find my ding. Dual AA.
Have you tried doing it with both hands?
Oh, God.
Hey, I wasn't the last one to play with your ding-a-ling, so I don't know what you do with it.
Hey, watch it, wife! Okay, there's the guild one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, forget the EQ2 sounds. I'll go to the EQ1 sounds, and I know I have that one labeled level up.
But that's not the same.
It's basically the same sound. There it is, level... Oh, no, that is not it. Where? Come on, damn it!
Maybe if I remember, I'll put up some other pictures in the gallery later tonight that I've taken of the house.
There it is.
Buried in snow.
Yeah, you did take a lot this time around, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I figured I should before it's all gone. It looks like a friggin' postcard around everywhere, so I'm thinking, why I take a picture? But then I figured this might not happen again, so I'll take a few pictures.
Okay, so Fremur, here's your day.
Boy, yeah, you really had to work for that one.
There you go. It was a hard ding.
Now that's the right ding, too.
Yep. So a little bit later on in the show, we will be playing Where in the World is Cheez-It Nibblebuns? I'm going to be doing a little bit different this week. See, I'm kind of limited with Cheez-It on where we can put him for you guys to guess where he is because he's such a low level. So I'm not placing him anywhere. I have a location written down, and I'll be giving you hints. Well, no, I'm not going to be giving you hints. You guys are going to be basically asking me 20 questions, trying to guess where he is. So there.
I can get him anywhere just about. You know that?
What's that?
I could probably get him anywhere.
Oh, I got a tell here from Splinta from the Crushbone server. Cusco Nagafin. Oh, Cusco on the Nagafin server in Kino side has dinged a 54 Paladin. So, congratulations to Cusco of the Nagafin server. There we go. So, again. Again, for those of you who wish to participate in the Who Wants to Where in the World is Cheez-It Nibblebuns? This is basically a 20-question type of thing, although there's no real limit to the questions. Just trying to figure out where he is just by asking questions. And the winner will get random swag. Random swag from the vaults here at Online Gaming Radio. Basically, we've gone to a bunch of events and stuff like that from Sony Online Entertainment. We've got a bunch of stuff that we just want to get rid of. That we just really want to get rid of. So, if you win, just send me an in-game message with your mailing address. I swear I won't do anything evil with it. Send me an in-game message with your mailing address, and I will give it to the higher-ups at OGR, and they will send you random swag. Not sure what they got left, but I know they got, like, some stickers and some t-shirts. Oh, yeah, if you want a t-shirt, make sure to tell me what size. I think they have, like, small to extra-large, something like that, of random Sony Online Entertainment t-shirts. So we'll be doing that after our first music break, which is going to be coming up pretty soon here. How are
you?
So you...
Hmm? What? Go ahead.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
I was going to ask you, are you ready for Christmas?
I suppose. I'm just not excited like I usually am.
I think the weather put a big damper on everything. I
yeah.
think.
Normally, and, you know, people who have known me for a while know that basically I'm a heartless bastard. I think even Farrell can attest to that. I'm just a heartless bastard. But Christmas is one of these times that I do get mushy about.
And you're just not feeling the mush.
I'm just not feeling it.
I can kick you up a big bowl of cream of wheat. You can stick your hand in it.
That would be feelings on something mushy, yeah.
Yes.
If it would clean the cat box. No.
No. Well, come Christmas morning, we'll play Christmas music and maybe find the Yule log and put that on the TV and, I don't know. If it snows on Christmas morning, we can sit and watch it, but I know we're kind of tired of looking at it.
Yeah, well, so are we going to do like we did last year and record the Yule log? That was kind of boring to look at, you know that? set your DVRs, I think it was one of the stations out in New York, I think.
Yeah.
That played the Yule log overnight and told you to set your DVRs so you can have the Yule log
in the morning.
In the morning.
It played Christmas music, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of nice.
It was. So let's see. I'm going to line up some music here. Of course, if you have any requests for any of my songs, by all means, let me know. And I'll try to squeeze in as many of my songs as possible. I am trying to get some of the Christmas songs out, because this will be the last week for them. Let's see here, let me get to my Frostfell collection here.
Yeah, playing them after Christmas is a little pointless.
Yeah, oh yeah, kinda. Oh, we have a brand new song. I completely forgot when I did my advertisement for the show this week. So we'll go ahead and start the music rotation with this one. It's new song for 2008. It's beginning to look a lot like Frostfell. So I'll be playing that. Let's see. We'll do that one. We'll do The Night Schmedley Went Uber. Little Deck the Halls. Why not? We'll do the Station Cash song.
So how many times have you been into the Icy Keep in Frostfell?
Oh, God. Maybe just a half dozen times. It was just enough to get those walls and stuff I wanted for my house.
Do you ever follow the storyline?
No.
On that?
Not really.
Well, the free thinkers get you started. They want you to go in and put listening devices in because they want to find out what they're doing with the dragon and all that.
Oh, yeah, and then they make you go back and kill your witnesses.
Well, no, you're missing a step, okay? You're done with the free thinkers. You wander down and you find the goblins, and the goblins want you to go and, go in and kill the baby dragon. So you go in and, you know, kill all the names and go down and kick the egg and all this, and he comes to rescue you at the end and all this, and so you're done with that. Then you go back to the Freethinker guy, and he's all mad at you because you messed everything up, and now you've got to go back and kill all the goblins who witnessed you freeing the dragon. Which is kind of funny because you do this repeat thing over and over and over again of killing goblins and stuff to get coins to buy stuff from who? The goblins.
Mm-hmm. It's a scam.
It's twisted.
It's a scam.
I have so many frozen goblins, it's not funny. Hmm. I don't know what I'm going to do with them all. I can't shrink them down small enough to put them in a glass. You know, ice goblin over the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
I've went through it enough that I've got the icy armor that makes you look all frost-covered, snow-covered. I like it. It's cool.
That's kind of cool. Okay, so I've gotten some requests for songs here. Farrell wants to hear Got My Account Banned for Frostfell. Splinta wanted to hear Here Comes Nagafin. Angela Coria wanted to hear Frostfell Don't Be Late, which of course is the parody on Christmas Don't Be Late by the Chipmunks. So we'll go ahead and do those. I've got a bunch of songs lined up here. We're going to go ahead and take a music break, and we'll be back in a little bit. Well, all right, you Ratongas. We snuck on down here to Temple Street because Jesus said you had a Frostfell song for us.
I'm ready over here, boss.
All right, it looks like we're all set up. Are you guys ready to go?
Let's get the show on the road. Ready to go, boss.
I cut you.
Whoa,
cut you.
Whoa. Hold it. I'm just here to record a song.
Calm down.
All right. Everyone calm down now. Calm down. You ready to go, Toaster?
Ready,
Spindle?
I catch you, man. I catch you so bad. No, I'm ready.
All right, then. You ready, Cheez-It?
Oh, Shinies.
Cheez-It.
Dwarf Cheez-It!
Frostfell, time is here. Time for elves and time for beer. My gear looks bad, needs mending fast. My late with chloroplast, someone fortune, gold, and fame. Me, I want the cloak of flame. I'm in a guild that never rains. Frostfell, don't be late.
Hey, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, that was very nice, Toaster. Spindle, great job on the harmonies.
I catch you, man. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. Cheez-It, you're daydreaming again. Pay attention, all right? Cheez-It. Cheez-It.
Dwarf Cheez-It!
Someone fortune, gold, and fame. Me, I want the cloak of flame. I'm in a guild that never rains. Frostfell, don't be late. I'm in a guild that never rains. Frostfell, don't be late.
Okay, got it.
Okay, that's a wrap. That's great, guys.
Oh, Cheez-It, you're gentle. He's a really nice guy.
All right, so packing the stuff.
Oh, yeah, I'm really glad you liked
it. Look, we got some fans outside who really want to meet you. Is that okay?
Oh, sure, that's fine. Bring him on in.
Hey, there.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Wow, a bunch of Ratongas. How you doing, guys?
Hey, that's my jail.
Are you in jail? Yeah. Wait just 1 minute. I know these guys.
Why?
Hey, that's
hey, what's
my
the
wallet.
Problem over here?
Hey, what's going on over here?
What?
Hey!
What?
I ninja looted on a raid. Someone petitioned me. Farmed for platinum and got paid. Someone petitioned me. I slapped a halfling with a slug. Got a human druid mugged. Made a fortune exploiting bugs. Someone petitioned me. So got my account banned for Frostfell. Rolled back 2 months of work. Got my account banned for Frostfell. Cause someone said I was a jerk. I threw a pie in Brenlow's face. Someone petitioned me. Sprayed Grimwell with some mace. Someone petitioned me. Filled 10 mothers' bra with ants. Made Coyote do a naked dance. Stuffed a fae in Schmedley's pants. Someone petitioned me. So I got my account banned for Frostfell. Nothing but trouble, they say. Got my account banned for Frostfell. I spammed the comment lands all night. Someone petitioned me. Sent some tails and started fights. Someone petitioned me. I broke the beta NDA. Mocked some guys for their roleplay. They said I get mine someday. Someone petitioned me. Got my account banned for Frostfell. Rolled back 2 months of work. I got my account banned for Frostfell. Cause someone said I was a jerk.
It's time for Ask the Drunken Dwarf, right here on EQ Tuesday.
And down here in the mailbag, I am Cheese and Nibble Buns, and I'll be reading your questions to the Drunken Dwarf. Are you ready, Dwarf?
Yeah, well, I'm blind, stinking drunk.
Then let's get to the first letter. Dear Drunken Dwarf,
yeah,
do these pants make me look fat?
Huh?
Signed, possibly too much junk in the trunk.
Oh, well, let me see the picture she sent.
Here you go. Here you go, Dwarf.
Oh.
Ooh.
Baby, I don't think it's the pants.
Oh, Dwarf.
No.
Dwarf, come on now.
Hey, I gotta be honest with these people.
But,
that's what they expect from me.
Well, you don't want to be offensive.
It ain't the pants, baby. It's the pie you've been eating.
Oh, Dwarf, come on. You gotta be nice to these people.
She wanted my opinion.
I know, but come on, man.
There's only three little words that's gonna make me think
three words.
It's the pants that's making her look that big.
Well, what's that then?
Bring my ear!
Oh, coming up, Dwarf.
Bring the ear! Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf,
yes,
with the Frostfell season on the horizon, everyone wants to know, has Cheez-It been a good Rotonga or a bad one? Signed, checking his list twice, care of the Frostfell instance?
Oh, Cheez-It, you're gonna get in trouble now.
Come on, Dwarf. You gotta help me out here. You gotta make me look good in front of these people.
I don't know.
I want presents.
Well, I know you want presents, but I don't think they're gonna overlook the whole, you know, stabby, stabby thing.
Oh, Dwarf.
You know, you did put 7 people in the hospital, you know.
But it wasn't my fault.
Wasn't your fault?
Well,
please,
please.
Don't look at me like that. Okay. All right. Down to your question. Cheez-It has been a... What was that? Merry Frostfell. Holy crap. It's him. It's him. Oh, Cheez-It. Hide! He can't find you here! Hide!
Dwarf, my good friend, are you home? Hello!
Hello there! Hello, Father Frostfell! How are you today?
Hello there, Dwarf!
Oh, so nice to see you!
Always
Thank
good
you
to see you, Dwarf!
Thank you for coming to my humble house!
That's such a good host,
so
Dwarf.
Good to see
you! Hey, now down to business!
Yes, sir!
Down to business! Now, I understood by my magic snowball here that...
Magic snowball?
Someone was about to tell a lie!
What? A lie?
You wouldn't... know anything about that now.
Who, me? No, not at all.
Of course not.
I wouldn't think about telling a lie, especially about one of my friends.
I knew you were a good man, I didn't think you'd be telling a lie. This close to Frostfell.
Of course not. No.
I cost you a keg of ale.
Yeah, of course. I was just going to tell everyone about how Jesus stabbed and put people in the hospital.
Oh, that Jesus. What was that?
Nice to see you again.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Come
again,
on,
Mark.
Get back in there. Nice to see you. Thank you very much. Goodbye, Father Frostfell. Goodbye.
Merry Frostfell.
Okay, he's gone. Come on out.
Don't even talk to me.
Oh, Jesus, I couldn't lie to the man. Oh, Jesus, don't worry.
Nothing for Frostfell.
Jesus.
Here comes Nagafin down in Solosex I. We all had a ball, showed lots of gall, but now we're gonna die. Blaze Batstone spiders, drill master kicks, we're tough enough to fight. Ranger, evac the team out of here, or we're gonna get squished tonight. Here comes Nagafin, here comes Nagafin. Good lord, he's got our scent. I hear a team of 70s came and didn't make a dent. Hear that roaring in the distance, this ain't gonna be fun. Well, I'm gonna hit call, it's been a ball, we should all turn tail and run. Here comes Nagafin looking to do us harm. That guy didn't run fast enough and he's chewing off his arm. When we look back upon this raid, we may smile and laugh. But for now he's running us down, putting his boot right up our ass. Here comes Nagafin, here comes Nagafin. I should have tried to flee, but now I'm cornered, I turn to see. He's staring right at me. If I could make one wish for Frostfell, I'd like to skip this raid and spend my night harvesting, or at least I would have got paid. Nagafin, he ate our cleric whole. The warriors and rangers are running about. This is really getting old. When you plan your guild's next raid, come to Solace XI. Just to get me out, don't hang about, or your team is gonna die.
I want a Kunak rhinoceros for Frostbell. Kunak rhinoceros for me. I don't want a warg slobbering with drool. I don't want a horse, I'd look like such a tool. I want a rhinoceros for Frostbell. Run around the Kylon Plains with you. Don't use my chimney, Father Frostbell, I exclaim. I got a fire glowing, you'll crackle with the flames. For Frostbell, only a Kunak rhinoceros will do. I'll scratch behind his ears.
not dead. My rhino trainer guy, I'm gonna sue. You may see me ride one ton rhino with a mouse. My butt's so black and blue, on rhinos I do bounce. And crack the floors when we come strolling in. I can see me now on Frostfell morning, nibbling on some cheese. To hear a knock down at the door, open it up to find a rhino there for me. I want a Kunak rhinoceros for Frostfell. Only a Kunak rhinoceros will do. And my rhino trainer guy, I'm gonna sue.
Okay, just wanted to come back on here real quick to announce a couple of dings that happened during the break. Let's see here. We have Valander achieving some achievement points. 59 achievement points. Congratulations, Valander.
He had another ding earlier.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, level kill. Level.
What did I miss? Da, 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 da.
60 Fury.
60 Fury. Congratulations, Valander, again.
And,
Jurla just got 49 achievement points.
And a 54 Fury as of today.
And a 54 Fury as of today.
Sislar? Sislar?
Uh-huh.
56 Bruiser.
56 Bruiser, uh-huh.
Kichow, 25 Alchemist.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Filmar.
Fremmer. Fremmer.
Fremmer.
Okay. And, God, I'm going to screw this one up. J-Axisa? J-Axisa, I think, is now a 31 Necromancer, so congratulations to J-Saxisa. I really butchered that name, but I just don't know how to pronounce that. So back to the little music break here. Of course, I completely forgot to put the new song at the top of the list like I wanted to, so here it is. Brand new song is beginning to look a lot like Frostfell.
What do you want?
Sounds of swords clashing on shields. Mass hysteria. It's mayhem out there.
That can mean one of two things.
What's that, sir?
Either there's a horde of rampaging orcs attacking the camp, or Chethel has released a new song!
It's beginning to look a lot like Frostfell. Everywhere there's snow. You'll give presents and coal and then go back and do it again. Icy skating, rainbow bridges aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Frostfell. Goblins and elves galore. The thing that will make you mute is a big old sack of loot after each small chore. A pair of Ifridi boots and a bow that will shoot is the wish of our ranger friends. Fayberry pie piled up to the sky, halfling tummies rumble again. The icy keep you run to see, get coins for us to spend. It's beginning to look a lot like Frostfell. Everywhere there's snow. Queen Bunny still needs your help. Big Scroogel is trying to sell Frostfell at a price to all you know. It's beginning to look a lot like Frostfell. Soon our quest will start. And the thing that will make you ding is the cheering that you bring right within your heart.
All right, and we are back. Really do apologize for cutting out like that a couple of times. Not my fault, it's the server's fault. Not the EverQuest server, that is the online gaming radio server, that is. Okay. So what are you up to, Elquin?
Trying to help Pharaoh with his UI.
He's just using the default at this point, isn't he? Or he should be if he's been away for over a year.
I don't... Okay. I guess he's used to the other one. I'm not certain. He's still getting his feel of his UI, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, if he hasn't updated in that long, he really should be using the default.
He's probably missing his banks of spells and stuff.
Yeah, he's probably missing a lot. So, the Frostfell season is almost at an end.
No, we got to the 5th of January.
Well, is it going off for over a week more?
Yeah. So, if...
I thought it was done after Christmas. I was wrong. I was wrong!
Feral, just a real quick hint. If you right-click on the current hotkeys that you have, you should have an option to make a new one. You can open up more and then rearrange your stuff again. Hotkeys. So, yeah, he needs to get a new UI.
Well, but anyway, he says he's using Prophet UI.
That's the one he used to use.
Well, he can still use it. He just needs to download the latest version of it, because it is one that I believe that is being regularly updated.
Yeah, Frostfell runs till January 5th, if I remember right.
Mm, okay.
So we have a whole nother week to get out there and harvest and pick up your frozen toes and get anything else you've made done. I mean, I've gotten to the point where I've got so much crap, I had to get another house. One of my alts has a house that is just set up for Frostfell. That's all that's in it, is all my Frostfell stuff. Because I put extra back to sell for later. Duh. Anyway. That worked out pretty good this year. I cleared out all my banking of last year's Frostfell stuff. And made a couple coins.
Oh, there you go. I'm actually surprised how well the snowdrifts sell.
Yeah, they're really expensive. They're so easy to make.
I mean,
well, compared to the other stuff, I mean, you're talking, you know, silvers to a couple gold to, you know, when you go to a snowdrift. They won over 20 gold for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got the hiccups. Ack! But, I've done the Icy Keep enough that, I'm gonna hiccup again. Scare me! Ugh!
I don't wanna.
This is not good, I have the hiccups.
Uh-oh. Well, stop it!
I've done doing the Icy Keep is pretty easy. I think I've had a total of 80 different tokens.
Mm-hmm.
A couple runs, I can get 40 of them easily. So I got some extra dragons. And the thing that the statues that look like a Valkyrie, I love. Love those. And the cauldrons, they have the steam coming out of them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, I think we talked about those cauldrons last week. They're just billowing with steam. It's more of a geyser than anything.
Yeah, but I bet you if you put a hot tub over the top of that, that would look pretty cool.
I don't know.
And I'm not sure why, but I got the hiccups. Oh, and Delmon liked his fudge, I guess.
Well, you better have.
I heard him praising it. Though he called it a brick of fudge. There were slabs of fudge. Not one brick, it was slabs.
It was... Actually, no, you didn't give him the bucket of fudge, did you?
No.
You know, it was a square container. So I suppose slab of fudge...
It's
okay.
Not a block. He calls it a block of fudge, but it isn't. There were slabs in there.
I don't know. Delmon says block of fudge. Well, it really depends on how it got to him. I mean, if it got warm and then cooled back off again, could very well be a block of fudge.
No, it shouldn't have. There should be slabs of it. Delmon, was there slabs of it?
Slabs of fudge.
Like a slab of fudge and
but you know what,
wax paper and another slab of fudge.
But you know what? When it comes to your fudge, does it matter if it's in a slab or a block? It's just damn good fudge.
Delmon's eating fudge and drinking something. I don't know what he was.
He's eating fudge and taking names.
They're talking about how sauce Delmon is. And Xanadu's joining him. See,
well,
I told you,
why
you know,
not?
They were drinking last week online. Or, you know, during the show.
Man, I tell you, some people's children.
They're not ours. Huh?
Nope. Even if they were, would we admit it? Probably not. All right, well.
What?
I think we're just about ready.
To do what?
To play a little game. So, and this week, folks, I actually have intro music for it.
Dun, da, da, da.
So let's sit back, and hon, you may want to turn on Winamp if you don't already have it on there, and...
I have it on in the background, okay. Real light.
And yes, I did have to log Cheese It on because, you know, okay, picking a zone is one thing, but I remember from past weeks, people are going to ask me about, you know, are you near water? Are you near a tree? You know, something like that. And picking a zone that I'm not real familiar with, that could cause problems. So I went ahead and hid Cheese It somewhere. It is time to play his new intro music, and then we will play... Where in Norrath is Cheese It Nibble?
Yeah! Doo-wop, doo-bop, doo-bop, doo-wop, doo-bop, doo-bop, doo-wop, doo-bop, doo-bop, doo-wop, doo-bop.
Is he creeping around Freeport, Kellethan, or Kinyahose? A stabby freak for Tonga that everybody knows. He'll fit inside your backpacks and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norrath is
Cheese It Nibble Buns.
Okay, well, it ends kind of abruptly there, but that's it. Little, where in the world is Cheese and Nibble Buns? Well, I thought it was good. Anyway, Cheese It is in place. Now, in the chat channel, I'm going to give you vague answers. It's going to be vague answers, but let's see if we can figure out where in Norrath is Cheese It Nibble Buns. So who has a question? No, the Sunken City was last week. You think I'm going to put him in the same place 2 weeks in a row? No, he's not in the Sunken City. So strike one for the Delmon.
Angela Correa wants to know if there's trees there.
Yes, there are trees. Is he in a good aligned city? How to answer this. How to answer that question? It's, I will say maybe. the answer to Farrell's question is yes, you would know it because it's not newer from after you left us. Delmon asks, is Cheese It in Archer's Woods? The answer is no. Joe Toon wants to know if he's in Darklight Woods. The answer is no.
Angela Cora wants to know, is this forest easy to get to?
Yes. Well, depending on your level, I suppose. Rainier wants to know if it's in Greater Fate Arc. The answer is no. It's in woods. Sevman was asking about Oak Mist. No, not Oak Mist.
Angela Correa is guessing Neck Forest.
No. Illyria wants to know if it's a forest or a jungle. It is a forest, I guess. Kind of a sparse forest. It's not in Zek. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed a question there. Any rivers nearby? Yes, there is a river nearby. Skyheart, that question has already been answered. No, he is not in the Fade Arc.
Where in Norath is Cheese and Nibble Buns?
No, that one's already been answered. He's not in Nyctilis Forest. Illyria? No, he is not in the Enchanted Lands. Oh, wait a minute. Sort of. No. Skyheart, I have to correct you. The Fade Arc, that does not mean the lands on the island. That would be Fade Weir. And Skyheart has the win. Cheez-It is camped out right above Rivervale. So, Skyheart has the win. And I already have Skyheart's mailing address, so you don't have to go ahead and mail that back to me. So I will go unanonymous here, and anyone can do a who, cheese it all, or you can just do a who from my name. There we go. You can do a who from the name there on the chat channel list. He is in Rivervale. Oh, wait a minute. I think I'm still role-playing or something. There we go. Now you can do it. There we go. So, congratulations to Skyheart, who will be receiving random swag from Online Gaming Radio. Now I will camp back to Jethel. I gotta find harder places. More obscure places. And, you know, just for people's knowledge, I'm not going to take lag into effect when typing if two people, you know, type at the same time. It's whoever gets it first on my screen. I did notice that Skyheart and, well, as soon as my screen comes up here, actually, no, my screen is now clear. Skyheart and someone else did actually get it fairly close to each other, but Skyheart appeared on the screen first with the correct answer. So, this has been this week's episode of Where in Norath is Cheese and Nibble?
Is he creeping round Freeport, Kelethan, or Kinos? A stabby freak for Tonga that everybody knows. He'll fit inside your pack tags and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norath is
Cheese and Nibble Buns.
And now he even has theme music. He's gonna get a big head. Uh-oh. I think Shiver's snowball throwing days have caught up with him. Shiver, of course, is an Ixar in the Legion of Kithacor who just loves throwing snowballs. A cold-blooded character who likes snow. It's interesting. But he says he's stuck in... Oh, he's in the trees! Oh, okay. I thought he was stuck in my snowdrifts. Sorry, my mistake. He's stuck in my trees. Well, where the heck is he? Well, Shiver is stuck in a tree. All right, well, I'm going to invite... Well, what the heck are you doing back in the trees? I put those trees close together. So I will invite Shiver to a group and evac him out. What? You can't use evac in your own house anymore? Oh, man. All right, I'll just have to move a tree.
Are you trying to decorate your trees with Shiver?
Well, I'm not trying to. He's doing it. All right, Shiver, you should be able to move now. Shiver, I moved the tree. You should be able to move. Oh, there's a slash house command. I was unaware of that. I bet Delmon knew about it. That Delmon, he knows
what is
everything.
This, what does the slash house command do?
Slash house. Oh, it lets you leave the house. It brings up your house window.
Nice. I didn't know that.
I was unaware of that. Okay. Well, learning something new every day. I gotta think of more difficult places to put cheese in. That only took like 5 minutes. Oh well. Alright, so... Christmas... is upon us.
Couple days. I gotta brine the turkey tonight. Tomorrow I've gotta make cheesecake. And pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie!
Only because you won't let me try pumpkin pie cheesecake.
I like cheesecake. I like
pumpkin pie.
I'm not sure about a pumpkin pie cheesecake.
I knew you were going to say this. I don't know why I'm psychic, but I knew you were going to say that.
I'm just not sure. I mean, you know, it could be kind of the opposite of the Reese's peanut butter effect. You got my chocolate in your peanut butter. You got your peanut butter in my chocolate. Yeah, it's pretty good. But who knows? Maybe you got your pumpkin pie in my cheesecake. Yeah, it could be crap. I don't know. So yes, I have actually changed my little Winter Wonderland house. If anyone would like to come to South Kanos and check out the new digs, it's not really new digs, it's 5 Karana Court in South Kanos. I have moved my winter room to the entryway, and it is just an absolute freaking blizzard if you have your particle effects on pretty high. It is almost blinding. And just a fair warning, there is a giant snowdrift when you first come in, so you will be buried up to your ass, quite literally, in snow. When you first walk in, and you may have to jump to get on top of the snowdrift so you can walk around. So, yeah, it's 5 Karana Court on the Antonia Vale server. And all are welcome to come. And then you can go up to the attic and see my forest.
It's nice.
Thank you. Man, I tell ya. You almost choked to death on your breakfast, and you end up coughing the rest of the day. Damn you, Ronald McDonald, and your scrumptious Egg McMuffins. Yes, and just as Shiver has just found out recently, you must beware of the Ixar-grabbing trees. They were trying to eat you, Shiver. I saved you. Remember that. I saved an Ixar from my Ixar-grabbing trees. Kind of defeats the purpose of having Ixar-grabbing trees if I don't let them eat the Ixar, don't you think?
That's true.
You know what I wish they had with these ice walls?
What?
Or I should say what I wish they didn't have is those the borders around them. I just wish it was just slab of ice. You would just
a
make
slab of ice.
Just a flat slab of ice without without the borders around it. It would just make it easier to decorate with, I think. But that's just me. Do we have Domino in the chat? I haven't seen her talking tonight. Normally Domino's in there. I did have a suggestion for her. But I guess she's not here today. Okay.
Either that, she's being quiet. Why don't you just put out your suggestion anyway?
Okay, I'll put out my suggestion in hopes that developer Domino is listening. I know she does like my show. So. But first we have to announce that Sevnim, has just dinged a level 73 swashbuckler. Congratulations, here's your bin. Okay, my suggestion. Okay, we now have regular pine trees.
Yes.
We have the regular pine trees. Thanks to the current quest in your home cities, you can now get the white frostfell trees. You can get them decorated or undecorated, whatever. But now we have winter trees. How about a nice fall tree? Something with the gold and red foliage. You know what I'm saying? I think that
would
be nice.
You want like an oak tree, huh?
Well, yeah. Something like an oak tree or something like that. You know, so something fall. You know, maybe they can work on it and come out with it for Halloween next year. I think that'd be good. Yes, Angela Correa's comment here. Domino is watching everywhere. She is the Domino.
Be nice.
Well, she is. She is the Domino. So there.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun. The slab of ice that you're going back to.
Slab of ice.
Yes, and you could slide on it, skate on it. That'd be cool.
And would be nice if you can lay it on the floor, too. I think that would be kind of cool. So make it so it can be put on walls or the floor. That would be kind of cool. Of course, it's a slab of ice. Of course it would be cool. It's just an idea. Maybe next year.
Next year.
Next year.
They still got to fix the ice panel so the ice texture doesn't
disappear at certain angles. Yeah,
warp back to a normal.
Or, as was mentioned in the Narathian Home Show forums, if you place water over the ice walls, like if you have the cloak of flowing water, which you can turn into a banner, if you put that over the ice walls, the ice part disappears. So you see the redwood background.
It sounds like a texturing problem.
Oh,
there's
it is.
Too many layers going on.
Right. Instead of making actual glacial walls, they took the redwood walls and just slapped a new texture over them. And they looks like they kept the redwood texture underneath so they wouldn't be transparent.
Yeah, that's what I think so.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got an overlap. But I don't think they did that on the other pieces because I've seen those other pieces in different textures. I think they put a different texture on that one completely, on the other ones.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know how to do their 3D objects. I know how 3D objects are done, and I know how textures are applied to 3D objects.
Yeah,
but,
so do I. But you know, just something a little different they do on that. I don't know. My house is so bare.
My house is a disaster.
So I got my forest up in the attic. The main floor is now a winter wonderland. And in the basement, I have a large bedroom with fireplace, desk, and closet. But that's about it. That's pretty much it. Ah. least I do have my little fighting dragon down here. I'm not much for plushies, really. Oh, look at the cute little kitten. Jethel has adopted a kitten, by the way. And right now, he's standing on top of one of my presents under the Frostfell tree.
How cute. Did you make it a kitten? Or, like, did you shrink it down to a kitten size?
Yep, I shrunk it down to a kitten size. But yes, just like myself in real life, Jethel gets mushy around this time of year. And he was sitting down in an alley after killing a bunch of evil people, and a little kitten came up to him and went, meow. And I went, fuck off, cat.
Didn't last long.
Hey, cat was like, meow. I'm like, fuck off, cat.
Meow.
I like your attitude. Want some milk? So, Jethel has a cat, which I have named Stray Alley Cat. And there he is. He's crawling along the snow now. It's almost as bad as my cat that I had when I, it was just after, Farrell and I stopped living together. I adopted a cat, named him Thing.
Thing?
Thing. I couldn't think of what to name him, so I just named him Thing. It was just after the Addams Family movie had come out. Thing. He was a big orange cat. Hated everybody.
He did?
Tore the hell out of my couch.
Aww.
I finally gave him away to another couple, and, you know, I wrapped him in a towel to hand him off to the new owners, because, you know, he was trying to get away. And it's like, oh, was he always this aggressive? I'm like, oh, no, he's just scared because you don't know you. Here, take him.
Oh, you're terrible.
I am, I know. Well, they never tried to give him back to me, so whatever. That's all I get to say about it. That's too funny, though.
Fuck off, cat.
I wish I could actually go skating in Frostfell. There's the skaters running around in there.
Oh, I know.
It'd be nice to do those moves.
But you can't. You can't animate while you're running.
Yeah, well, what happens if you signed up for a skating lesson? You know how you stop with the dancers? And if you're in that ring of area, you start dancing with them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens if they had something like that for skating? You get up on a platform or something or sign up for a skating lesson and off you go.
There you go.
I don't know if they could do that.
I don't know if Farrell has actually seen the Frostfell instance.
I don't... Did we have... He's level 70, so he had to have been around for a while.
Maybe.
How long ago did he leave?
I don't know. It's been a while now.
I don't remember when he left.
I have no idea. All right. So, is everyone ready for Christmas? Get all your gifts bought and get all the pumpkin pie and the turkey and the cranberry sauce.
I still got packages to wrap.
You do?
Yeah.
They're not in this closet up here, are they? I may go take a look. Something in the closet you don't want me to see, maybe?
I don't care.
You don't care. They're not for me anyway, I know.
No.
They're for the boy.
Yes.
The boy gets nothing.
That's what you keep saying.
The boy get nothing. Nothing. Angela Corey wants to know if we have skeletons in the closet. Nah, rats.
Hey, let me out of this freaking closet!
We have our tongues and irons. I think I'm going to sing.
Okay, you do that.
You know what the weird thing is?
What?
Turkey is not the traditional Christmas dinner.
What is?
Ham, actually.
I know, but you hate ham.
And goose.
And the boy is dying for ham. I'm going to have to cook a ham for him.
Well,
you can get
a little ham for him and yourself. I don't like ham.
Yeah, but how are we going to find a little turkey?
Well, you can buy just a turkey breast.
Well, it's too late now. I have a huge turkey out there I got to brine.
Okay. I have nothing against...
I want to do a goose.
I have nothing against pork. I love bacon and sausage and all that good stuff, but there's something about ham I just don't like. I don't know. And it's kind of weird because I actually do like chicken corn on bleu, which is chicken and ham and Swiss cheese.
Yeah, but I've never put ham in the chicken corn on bleu I made for you.
Well, that's because you know I don't like ham.
Right. I didn't want you to take a bite of it and go, hon, I can't eat this, there's ham in it. Yeah, I don't understand why you can eat pork chops, and you can eat pork roast, and you can eat bacon and sausage, but you won't eat ham.
I just don't like ham for some reason. I don't know why.
Is it because it's pink?
No, I don't think so.
You won't eat corned beef. You won't eat corned beef.
That's just disgusting.
Because it's pink.
It's too much like ham, I suppose. I don't know.
I don't know.
Angela Correa wants to know about a turducken. Absolutely not.
Oh, no, he won't eat a turducken.
Tofu is the spawn of the devil. Tofu's not even a real freaking food.
Well, what I'll probably do, not for Christmas, but I'll probably cook a ham, but I'll have to have something else made up for you, too. Just so Eric and I can have ham for once.
You go right ahead.
I know.
I think next year. You know, because I was listening to a special on NPR. This woman put together a cookbook. A cooking book about traditional holiday meals from around the world.
Yes.
And of course, they got talking about the British traditional Christmas meal is goose, cranberries, and something called a bread sauce or a bread pudding or something like that.
Bread pudding.
I don't think I guess they equated it to perhaps a, what the hell is it called?
I don't know.
I can't think of it now. It's the pudding with the little gelatin balls in it. I can't think of the name.
Tapioca?
Yeah, they equated it to something similar to a tapioca. But I don't know. I've never actually had it.
I would like to do a goose sometime, but every time I go to look at goose prices, they're like...
Oh, that's right. Turducken is a turkey with a stuffed in a... No, a chicken stuffed in a turkey or something like that? No. I think not. That's just too much poultry at
the same time. A turducken is duck and chicken. I don't know
either. But maybe next year we will have, and you can even ask a surgeon for his opinions and whatnot, and we will try to have a British Christmas dinner.
Okay, that would be fun. I mean, I made bangers and mash, and I liked that. That was pretty good. Yeah. You didn't like the bangers, though, but I probably didn't get the right type of bangers.
No, I probably just didn't like it. Just me. I'm very picky about my sausage. I'm good with...
I'm picky about your sausage, too.
Oh, I see. No, I'm... No, there are some things, like, you know, I like sausage. I don't particularly like all sausages. You've got something on the mind, because I'm not even going there.
Mine went south a while ago. I can't help it.
Hey, hon, where did we go for lunch yesterday? Where did we go for lunch?
To Wiener Schnitzel.
We went to Wiener Schnitzel, didn't we? Yes.
You had to get your wiener on.
I just hadn't had a hot dog in a long time. Okay, I'm just getting bad now. There is an adult rating on this show, folks, and that's why.
Sorry. I gotta breathe.
Breathe, tell you what, why don't you go ahead and turn off your mic? I'm gonna sing for a little bit.
Okay. Right. I can't help it.
All right, I'll bring you back for our goodbyes at the end of the show.
Okay.
Oh, boy. All right, let me get this going here. Dude, that was going to come up. All right, so I think we're going to start with some Holly Jolly Christmas. Just for the hell of it. Thank you, Ivy Doo. Ivy Doo thinks my house looks great. It's kind of bare, though, you know, if you look around. There's really nothing besides the three rooms that I have done. And the one in the basement's not even really done. So I'm going to go ahead and turn off the background music here. I'm going to do a little Christmas caroling here, I think. So. There we go. Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. And have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh my golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. And have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh my golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Alright, let's see here. Yeah, this one got a good response last week. Let's go ahead and do this one. Whoop, wrong one. There are like three versions of this. There we go. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Wow. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Oh, Regular old EverQuest parodies at this point, I think. I haven't seen Den Mom on the chat channel right now, but you know what? We're going to go ahead and do the Den Mom song. I need to take a little swig of ale here. Did they take? Then Mom will show me right.
The Den Mom has got it going on. In fact, has writing for scrolls to come long. Recipes and more.
Trade skill got us 3'4". I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with Den Mom. Den Mom, do you remember subcombines?
In your mind.
Alts for potions and sewing, wasting time.
I wish I learned to mime.
I wish we had those kits, like an EQ1.
That was fun.
One touch, wake or break, a click and you're done. I get so lonely crafting by myself. Got Den Mom on my mind, rolling pin wielding mills.
The Den Mom has got it going on. And backpacks writing for scrolls to come long. Recipes and more.
Trade skill got us 3'4". I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with Den Mom. She's got it going on. Oh, waiting and waiting. I'm always longing on. Oh, we love Den Mom. What would we do without Den Mom? Recipes and more. Train skill got us 3'4". I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with Den Mom. Whoop, I need to start that one over again. Okay, we'll do a little epic mobs. When you're exploring the land, take care, all my friends. One false move, your cover is blown. You're all alone, traveling far from home. You could wind up royally boned. I was resting my feet in the thunder and steps, a crater with gnolls within. When a strong gust of wind sent shivers through my skin, he dove down to do me in. Grim feather feet, the living shit out of me. He swooped down.
frost, all excited and lost, getting drunk and picking fights. I dove in head first, thought things couldn't get worse, then reality took a big bite. Prickly beat the living shit out of me. He gobbled me up while I swam in the sea. Epic mom that I dread, oh, he left me for dead. When you see them turn tail and flee. May I miss more feet, the living shit out of me. He sunk his fangs in, and he started to feed. Epic mob that I dread, oh, he left me for dead. When you see them turn tail and flee.
Holy crap!
Magnificent beat, the living shit out of me. Oh, he fired me up for my friends to see. Epic mob that I dread, oh, he left me for dead. When you see them turn tail and flee. How have these epic mobs beat the shit out of me? I on the count, give them 1, 2, and 3. Epic mob that I dread, oh, they left me for dead. When you see them turn tail and flee.
Alrighty. Epic mobs. I can tell you right now, the next video project that I'm going to be doing is going to be a video to Fippy Duck Paw. I've been wanting to do one for a while. I recently re-recorded the song, and I want to do a video to Fippy Duck Paw, so that's going to be the first video I'm going to be putting out in 2009. So I'm going to go ahead and sing the new version of Fippy Duck Paw. Well, it's the same lyrics and all, just different music.
I met him in Kinos outside the gate. I drew my sword, but the guards wouldn't wait to kill the dark paw. Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't figure why he keeps coming back, time after time, Fippy Dark Paw. F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw. Whoa, whoa, that Fippy Dark Paw. Well, I'm just starting out, can't figure what's up. He goes down faster than the little no pups, that Fippy Dark Paw. F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw. He's got a cool name and he's giving a shout. Your dead toe surpasses a Riverbell trout. F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw. F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw. Ho ho, F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw. Well, I started hunting just an hour ago. His suicide run really makes a great show. Avenging the pups, charging the gate. He should've got back it, but he couldn't wait. I don't know what he's thinking, just seems a waste. A no kebab waiting on his unhinged haste. Fippy Dark Paw. F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw. Oh ho, that Fippy Dark Paw. F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw. Oh ho, that Fippy Dark Paw. I'm walking around, I hear barking sounds. He falls to the ground, getting before all the guards. But it really didn't seem all that hard. He can't take a hint, he can't read the signs. The guards lay him out, time after time. Fippy Dark Paw. F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw.
gnolls will be gnolls, and guards will be guards. Look, he just fell again to a level 3 bard. Fippy Dark Paw, F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw. That little gnoll's brain is really a mess. Some kind of death wish keeps it coming, I guess. I'm moving on, I'll be back someday. He'll be charging, getting killed till they cancel this game. He's got no further story and no further lore. The dev team must have been really, really bored to make the Dark Paw. F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw. Ho ho, let Fippy Dark Paw. Dark Paw. F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw. Ho ho, let Fippy Dark Paw. Dark Paw. F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw. Ho ho, let Fippy Dark Paw. Dark Paw.
And I'm not gonna go on for the next 2 minutes singing this, so on to the next one. My guild is raiding, I'm running behind. Rokom is finding a reindeer aside. Shamans alike, running my feet, hope I make it in time. I'm blazing a trail, I'm on the run, coming to you. Go feet, go, through sand, grass, or snow. I need spirit of the bomb, it's right on my tail. I'm moving slow. Footsteps in time, perhaps it's a sign. I need spirit of the wolf. Run through the forest, weaving through trees. Got stabbing pain shooting through my knees. Is great, your carpet is nice. I lost my savings to goblins with dice. I'm blazing a trail, I'm on the run, coming to you. Go feet, go, through sand, grass, or snow. I need spirit of the wolf. I'm moving slow. Footsteps in time, perhaps it's a sign. I need spirit of the wolf. Spirit of the wolf. Spirit of the wolf. Spirit of the wolf. Climbing up cliffs, my raid leader's miffed. I'm on the run, coming to you. Go feet, go, through sand, grass, or snow. I need spirit of the wolf. Right on my tail, hope I don't get nailed. I'm rolling mobs, I'm moving slow. Footsteps in time, perhaps it's a sign. I need spirit of the wolf. I'm bleeding in pale, I'm blazing a trail. I'm on the run, coming to you. Go feet, go, through sand, grass, or snow. I need spirit of the wolf. Right on my tail. I'm growing bombs, I'm moving slow. Footsteps in time, perhaps it's a sign. I need spirit of the wolf. Now to end this block of live songs, the true song of Jethel and Elquin.
I'm looking for adventure in the Everfrost snow. She strolled up to the campsite and here we go. She had a stonewood compound bow and a quiver full of death, you see. Our group has some room, so she joined right in. She killed so many goblins, it should be a sin. She took me by the hand and brought me to the Twilight Sea. She thinks my range is sexy, the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead. She's why I'm singing this song. I like the way she fights with swords in hand. She likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're a force to be reckoned with. Try us and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy. She hunted western wastes and the plain of storm. Tag team big ol' Frankies, well they had no warning. Barren dudes hanging gardens, whoa, we really fire them all. We got into a rut, it was tedious and boring. Looked for escape and it came to us one morning. It's too Norath's future, we'll see, we'll be moving on. She thinks my range is sexy, way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead. She's why I'm singing the song. I like the way she fights with swords in hand. She likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're a force to be reckoned with. Try us and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy. She's on the west coast and I'm on the east. Fate can't keep apart these two, nor at the end beast. She thinks my range, she thinks my range is sexy, the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead. Why I'm singing the song. I like the way she fights with swords in hand. She likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're a force to be reckoned with. Try us and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy. My range is sexy.
Alrighty, that's the end of the live music session of the show. Elkwin, you there?
Yes.
Hi there. So, after all these years, do you still think your range is sexy?
Of course.
I'm the man.
Yes, you are.
You're supposed to say, and you rule.
And you rule.
Maybe I shouldn't be singing live on days where I damn near choke to death. Kind of hurt my throat. That's all right, though. So just a few more minutes to go. Is there anything else you'd like to say about Christmas or Frostfell or anything like that? This is the last week we're covering it.
Everybody thinks I'm crazy because I'm always in Frostfell lately.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, it only lasts for a few weeks, so I know you're trying to get as many of those coins as you can.
I'm beyond that. I've gotten everything I've needed.
Well, then get the hell out of there.
We need to
get void shards. That's something you can't do on your own. Void shards. Wait a minute, I gotta. Void shards. We need void shards. so you can get new armor. You want new armor, don't you?
Yes, I do. I've got some now, a little bit. The first set. Parts of it. Mm-hmm. Just like you do.
Well, Skyheart gave me a very nice Frostfell present. Skyheart actually made me the shoulders and... What was it? The shoulders, the gloves, and the hat, the helm, I think. Let's see here. Is that the new helm? No. It's not the helm. What a... I thought you maybe three pieces. Maybe just two. But yeah, it was the... just the Spalders and the gloves. The Marauder's Chain items there. So that was a very nice Frostfell present from her. Thank you very much, Skyheart. And no, that's not the reason why she won the...
Yeah.
No. No corruption involved here. She just happened to answer quickly, and no, I didn't give her any hints. So, no corruption.
No, she made me the breast piece, and I had 13 shards, so I got leggings and boots.
Oh, there you go.
And I think the gloves, because the gloves had the haste on. So now I just need the shoulders and the cap.
I do like the way the new shoulders look.
That's the first set out of book one.
If anyone has any requests for songs to be played after the show, by all means, let me know. And I'll try to squeeze one in there. Preferably Frostfell or Christmas related. This is the last week we're going to be doing Christmas music. Let's see here. La-di-da-di-da. Christmas. Oh yes, I promised to get the most offensive Christmas song ever in the lineup, so that will be the first song being played after the ending shtick. Then we'll do that one, and... yeah. Stuff. We'll do that one, and that one, and that one. And we'll do that one. We already did this one at the beginning of the show, but that's alright, we'll do that one. There we go. I got stuff lined up. But of course, if you have any requests, let us know. No one's giving me any requests, so you know what? I'm just going to play whatever the heck I want. You know, if Feral actually decides to stay in the game, maybe we can... get him on the show and we can do a little comparison from... he's been out of EQ for... Well, over
a while now.
What's that?
For a while now, I think.
It's been like 2 years.
I don't think he was around when Sky was around. I think he was the last one. No, maybe he was around when Sky. I don't know.
I think he's been gone for like 2 years. I'd like to get his opinion on before and after. Maybe. You know, we'll find out. Maybe he'll want to come on the show. Maybe he doesn't. We will find out.
Find out next week.
Actually, are we going to have a show next week? Let me see. What is next
Tuesday? It's up to you.
Next Tuesday is the 30th, which would be 2 days before New Year's.
EQ Tuesday is not going to.
They're not?
No.
Come on, guys. You're going to be plastered that early? Come on.
I guess so.
You know what I think we ought to do?
What?
Well, do you have anything special planned for New Year's?
No, we never do.
Well, it's just I'm not into the whole drinking thing. And New Year's seems to be the day where you go out and get drunk and wake up and you begin the new year with a massive hangover. And I'm just not into that kind of thing. Well, what I was thinking was maybe we folks from OGR ought to get together and do a New Year's
show, all of us. That'd be cool.
Type of thing, get Leone from the Ravecast, and the guys from Rock and Roll Play, and we'll just have some kind of a New Year's Eve show. And
I think that would be great.
I think it'd be a great idea. Maybe start at 10, end at 1 a.m. or something like that, or maybe just after midnight or whatever. And Of course, you know what? I think we ought to do from like 8:30 p.m. to like, okay, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. No, I'm sorry. Make that... shit. This is going to be kind of hard to do because we're all scattered out between the U.S. Time zones. I was thinking, you know, try to ring in the new year at each, you know, each part of the country, because I know we have Delamont and Xanadu on the East Coast. We're on the West Coast. And we could try to do the time zones in between, but, you know, that would be like a four-hour show, and then it would be like 4 in the morning for Delmon and Xanadu. That probably wouldn't be good for them. Maybe we can work something out. I don't know. I know not. We might be able to work something out. I don't know. So there. We'll give it a shot. Who knows? Okay. That's the end of this week's show. Again, everyone, in 2 days, hey, have a Merry Christmas, or whatever it is that you celebrate. But I'm going to wish you a Merry Christmas, because that's what it means to me. Merry Christmas, Sarah Elquin.
Merry Christmas, Jeffo.
And you can say Merry Christmas to Surgeon, it's okay.
Merry Christmas, Surgeon.
And, of course, all of the Legion of Jethicor. All of our fans listening on online gaming radio. I wish you a Merry Christmas. This is, you know, like I was saying earlier, this is like the one time of the year where I actually do get a little mushy about things. That's why I say Merry Christmas to you. Hey, all right, that's it for this episode of the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibblebuds!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Deep Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 badgers, 2 giant rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Jethel Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkwood Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.
Sleeping when Angel Gabriel appeared. He said, "You are to be the Virgin Mother," and Mary thought that was weird. But then Gabriel said to Mary, "My child, have no fear, and still be a virgin, Mary, and still not considered flawed." You're still a virgin in the eyes of God. There was no room at the inn when Mary and Joseph did arrive. They were so very tired, you see. And still be a virgin, Mary, and still be the mother of Christ. If there's no room at the inn, then it's not considered a sin. That's right. Then 3 wise men did appear, bearing gifts of myrrh and such. They shared that a woman's touch.
No,
but again Gabriel appeared to her, and this is what he said. And still be a virgin, Mary. Everyone in the nation. And you'll still be a virgin.
first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings. Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth day of Christmas,
my true love gave to me
Christmas, my true love gave to me
eight, seven, six, you better not shout, you better not cry, you better not in a pear tree.
On the ninth,
on the eighth, on the seventh, the halls with boughs are holly.
Here we come, the whistling among the leaves
of five golden rings. Four calling birds,
three French hens, two turtle doves.
The boar's head and hand bear I, bedecked with bays and partridge in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a dreidel, I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, a dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, dreidel.
Sorry.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me do 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 do
On the 12th day my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming like Olympus upon the surrogate. 11 pipers piping, 10 lords leaping,
9 ladies dancing, they were dancing for me,
9
mouths of milking, they were milking just for me. I had Christmas down in Africa.
Partridge in a big pear tree. Partridge in a big pear tree.